Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking with authors Carol Boley and Kathy Lipp this morning on SOS Radio, and we're going to talk about blended families. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
So, blended families, one of the toughest jobs you've ever had as a mother, huh, Carol?
Well, that is certainly true. Even Dr. Phil says it's one of the toughest jobs an adult can have, so he knew what he was talking about with that.
Kathy, I've heard stats saying that blending a family can take years. I mean, you go into this marriage, you're marrying the husband, right?
Right.
But then he has children, maybe you have children, and you're like, okay, this is a completely different dynamic than my first marriage when I was dating, right?
You know, they say it takes about 5 years, and we were overachievers, though. It took us about 4 years and 8 months. So we were pretty proud of ourselves, but we didn't know that going in. We figured, because our kids knew each other before they got married, so we figured this is Brady Bunch 2.0. You know, everybody knows each other and likes each other. But the problem was they never had to live with each other. And so bringing all that and all those hormones and craziness into one household made for a very difficult thing. And I remember after about 6 months just thinking, we've made the biggest mistake of our lives. It's amazing what God can do with a couple of willing people and a lot of unwilling kids.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, how do you truly create oneness when you have a couple of different families, a couple of different lifestyles, and then a ton of different personalities?
For us, I think the important thing was, yes, we wanted to create oneness as a family, but we also had to recognize that our kids, one, didn't choose to be a part of a divorced family or, you know, however you come about being a blended family. And so one of the things that our therapist told us right off is, yeah, it's important for you guys all to do things together, but also maintain your original family unit. So my kids and I, we really liked movies and going out to dinner and things like that. So we would do that, just the three of us, or sometimes my husband would come along. And then other times, you know, Roger actually even took some vacations with just his kids. And that kind of gave us some space and some break. And so, you know, it's trying not to force everything at once, because you can't force this situation. You have to wait and pray and just kind of make it up as you go along a little bit.
We're talking to Carol Boley and Kathy Lipp on SOS Radio. Let's talk about strategy. Let's talk about priorities. You know, because in a first marriage, you look at things as God first, then spouse, then kids. But when you come into a marriage with kids, you go, new spouse, same kids. Ah, this is tougher. This is a little more delicate. Let's talk about how we biblically should set that up, or how we rearrange all of that. Coming up next, SOS Radio.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
We're talking about priorities in a blended family on SOS Radio. We're talking to authors Kathy Lipp and Carol Boley. They wrote a book called But I'm Not a Wicked Stepmother. And in first marriage strategy, you know, it's pretty black and white. God first, spouse second, kids third, and the marriage covenant is covered over the kids. But when you have a second marriage with kids from a first marriage, you want to blend your family, you want oneness, you want togetherness, but at the same time, you want to protect your kids too as you're entering into something new. You want your spouse to love and respect and shepherd your kids with the same heart that you have for them, but sometimes you're hesitant on that. I imagine much of the strategy has to come at the front end, Carol. I mean, before you get married, how do you see those priorities? Is it still God first, then the new spouse, then the kids?
It's a great question, Scott, and that's something that a lot of stepmoms in particular struggle with, because you're so right. Of course, you're very protective, you know, about your children, and then there you are wanting to build a strong family bond and build a great marriage, but you have these children on the scene too. Now, in my particular situation, I was single and had no children. I had never married, and I married a widower with a 5-year-old daughter. So I didn't bring other children into the marriage, but the principles are the same. You know, you're still working with, oh, Jim had his daughter, and how do I come in and be a wife and a mom at the same time. I think it takes a lot of patience, number one. It takes a lot of grace, a lot of forgiveness, and a lot of not being easily offended is something that I have found. Realize that that strong bond does exist between, you know, the parent and their child, and do things to encourage that bond. I think that's an important key, is, you know, not to be jealous of time that your spouse and their own children have together. In fact, encourage that. And you want to just encourage that relationship, not feel threatened by it, and keep that relationship strong. And part of keeping that strong would be not criticizing your spouse's children.
Now, Kathy, what would you add to that about the priorities, you know, God, spouse, kids, and all of that order?
Well, I think that that's so true, that we have to be all in on this marriage. You can't hold anything back. You can't say, you know, we're going to see if this will work out. And of course, a mom's heart says, I protect my kids. Neither Carol or I, you know, she loves to say, no little girl grows up thinking, you know what I really want to be when I grow up is a stepmom. I mean, nobody says that. But there are gifts in a blended family, and I think one of those is our kids have learned how to get along with people outside of their natural family. And that is a great skill to have, to going into college, to going into marriage, going into the workforce. Our kids have skills that, you know, maybe they weren't ready for when they were younger, but now they go into the work world and they can get along with a variety of people. And I think, you know, one of the things that my daughter has said, and she mentioned this in our book, is that at first it was so hard seeing her parents getting married to somebody else, but now she has a stepdad and a stepmom. She said, feel like Roger, and then her stepmom's name is Maida, are extra adults that God has put in my life to cheer me on and to be there for me. And so, you know, that's very exciting that she's gone from resisting having Roger in her life to being grateful for having Roger in her life.
See, it all goes back to strategy, doesn't it? We're talking to authors Carol Boley and Kathy Lipp today on SWS Radio. Their book is called No, But I'm Not a Wicked Stepmom. SWS Radio, we'll dig in more with them coming up in about 5 minutes.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.
We're talking with authors Carol Boley and Kathy Lipp on SOS Radio this morning. Carol, I got to imagine one of the toughest parts of this is discipline. When you're the stepmom and a discipline issue comes up, there's conflict in the family. And, you know, as a stepmom, you play a little different role than the paternal father does in this, don't you?
Well, you sure do. You can't just step in and assume that you have all this authority and that the kids will respect you and they will obey you. So, right, you know, the general rule that experts throw out there is, you know, take your time, kind of ease into the discipline. What's ideal is if the biological parent tells their own children, say, Carol's my wife now, and, you know, she has my authority to carry out the rules while, you know, you're here and I'm gone. So in front of the children, let them know that you have some authority in the home, but you can't just jump in and assume it. So it does take time. It takes the children getting to know you and respect you, see that you mean what you say, you have their best interest at heart, or they're really not going to want to do what you say. So you're exactly right, Scott. It does take that building up of confidence and just let it take some time.
So, Kathy, what have you learned about forgiveness through that process when it comes to being a stepmom and having to administer some discipline?
Well, you know, one of the things I had to learn early on, I wish I would have learned it a little bit earlier, is that with your natural born child, I love them from the moment they were born, even before. And love was easy for us. But later on, as they were getting older, we had to establish, you know, you can't just love me, you have to respect me. Well, in a blended family, it's the opposite. Respect comes first and then love. And so, you know, you have to forgive yourself for not knowing some of these things in advance. And you have to forgive your stepkids, because as much as we would like to think, you know, if I just love them enough, they'll love me, they have so many conflicting loyalties going on here, especially with their natural mom. And it's a tough situation for these kids to be in. But we have to lead with grace and forgiveness. We have to demand respect, even if they don't want to give it at first. And then I know that for both Carol and I, love followed, you know. And for me, it was probably 6 years of saying, hey, you don't have to like me, but I am in this place in your life where I'm taking care of your day-to-day needs, and we have to figure this out. And my stepdaughter was engaged very young. And sadly, that engagement fell apart. But I wasn't really part of that wedding at all. But my stepdaughter is now engaged again. And here we are about 8 years later. And I'm involved in every part of it. I'm not just married to the checkbook this time. I am, you know, I'm on the trip buying the dress. I am consulted on the food. I'm a mom unit. And Amanda now calls me her bonus mom, which just delights my heart, because I'm not trying to take the place of her mom. Her mom and I have had our battles, but we're in a good place now. And my stepkids and I are in a good place, because we found forgiveness and we found a way to love each other, not necessarily as a parent would, but as like a really cool aunt. That's kind of the role I play in their life.
We're talking to Kathy Lipp and Carol Boley today on SOS Radio. If you want to dig deeper into their book, it's called But I'm Not a Wicked Stepmother, SOS Radio.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.